This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. It's my turn to say hello, and thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. And this hour, the broadcast will be joined by Dan Watson, the CEO of the Lube Page. He is the gentleman that we hear from every week at this very same time. He is a lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience. And if there's a question that you have, we've got a number of ways that you can get a hold of us. Number one, via the telephone, 855-660-4261. Producer McKenzie will take your call at 855-660-4261 and patch us in all together, and the three of us can have a talk. I look forward to you guys taking advantage of that opportunity, as well as you can email us, bob@autoworldradio.com and Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. It's that simple. It's that easy. Dan is one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America. And speaking of that, let's welcome him to the broadcast. Dan, thank you so much for your time. And let's talk about what it's like being an AMSOIL dealer.
Well, you know, I got into this, Bob. And by the way, thank you for having me on again. But 1991, and it just grew on me over time, obviously. But if you like dealing with things that are associated with cars, and you're the kind of person that is a self-starter and likes to do things your way and figure things out, then it's a perfect business, because if you were to line up 10 successful AMSOIL dealers and ask each one of them questions about how they do their business, what you'd find out is that probably there might be two out of that 10 that would be similar, but the rest, they can have different ways they want to do things. And that's one of the things that enticed me as far as the AMSOIL business opportunity, was the fact that there's a whole lot of support available from, you know, the company and my sponsor, George Douglas, that took care of me in this business. But you get to build it your way. It's the old Frank Sinatra thing. I did it my way. And so the nice thing about that is that you get to set out and learn things about it and figure out how you're going to approach it, get started, work at it. And then when you succeed, you're able to say to yourself and to other people, look, I had a way I wanted to do this, and I knew it'd work, and I worked hard at it, and it did what I wanted it to do. So there are different paths to being successful in the AMSOIL business. One thing I would say for any of our listeners, and by the way, one of my new dealers from Corpus Christi, Tom, I'll just use his first name, came to me via Auto World Radio. So he was listening
out
with Christy. And he's going to be very successful in this business, because I think the approach that he sees is the same one that I took when I started, which is once you get into it and see what it's kind of about and see what niche or part of it that you like to work in and the kind of things that you like to do. He's a motorhead. He's a guy that likes cars and everything about it, and I think that the AMSOIL business is going to fit right into his personality. He likes being independent, doing things on his own, and being challenged to succeed. Of course, he appreciates all the help that I can give him, because that's the idea, is as the person who is his sponsor that brings him into this business, my responsibility is to mentor and coach, but not to try to create a replica. It just doesn't work when you say, well, I'll make a replica of me, because the person is not me. It's an individual with their own personality and the kind of things that they like and don't like. And so you have to be available to answer questions and to give some explanation of things and to help with the technical aspects of the business of the people that are really interested in the technical side. And that usually will spell success. The only people I've seen in AMSL that failed to succeed are those who quit trying to succeed, and that's the sure way not to succeed is when you quit trying.
Yeah.
So what I would say on this dealership opportunity, for anybody out there, if you have an interest, you really don't know enough about this AMSL business to know whether it's something that you would do or not do. But the way to find out is to get in touch with me. Let me give you some information and, of course, answer any questions that you have on how does it work and how much time does it take and can you really make any money doing it and do you have to be an engineer to do it and all these kind of things, these questions. But the best way you get an answer to that is to get in touch with me and let me answer those questions. And sometimes I'm probably going to give you an answer associated with AMSL for some of you out there that you'll say, well, then it's not for me. And then so it's not for you, okay? I'm not trying to be one of those guys that says, everybody ought to be an AMSL dealer.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that there are those of you out there who would probably find it a really interesting second business behind your day job. But be careful, because I had a day job too. And the AMSL business just took me right out of the day job because it grew so fast and became so successful that I gave up the day job, and I've never regretted a minute giving up the day job. So
yeah.
If you get into it, it may surprise you the prospects for success and prosperity that you can derive out of one of these AMSL businesses. So again, Bob, just for the listeners, if you're interested, you can go to the Lube page and you can give me an inquiry there. You can go to danwatson@thelubepage.com and you can shoot me an email and say, send me some information on this AMSL dealership. You can call me at 800-370-2986. And if you fail to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with Bob, and I guarantee you he can get in touch with me.
There you go, folks. It's that easy, and it's so important, Dan, as you've pointed out, to align yourself with a good mentor, a good person like yourself who will bring you in and be there to help you as questions come up along the way. And just doing the radio with you, I can see how you would be a great person to spearhead anybody's startup AMSL business. This would be great.
Well, one thing in that, Bob, I will tell people and caution them, like in every place in the world, there are some guys out there that I would refer to as headhunters. They just want to get people signed up, and you may never hear from them again. And that is the very worst thing that can happen for you. So be careful. If you don't sign up under me, that's okay. You might find another good AMSL dealer. There's plenty out there. But just make sure you do what we used to call in the insurance business, do your due diligence. Make that person prove to you that they're going to support you and that they have the ability and the time and the desire to mentor you as you get your business started. And if that person meets those things, then you're going to have a great relationship for a long time. I certainly can give you references that I'll meet those specific things to help you make your AMSL business a success.
So again, folks, don't be a stranger if you're even remotely interested and want to find out some more specifics. Use this opportunity to get a hold of myself, Bob Long, at bob@autoworldradio.com, or Dan directly at danwatson@thelubepage.com. Or once again, you can call Dan directly. What's that best number for you one more time, Dan?
It is 800-370-2986.
Excellent. When we come back from our upcoming break here, we've got a whole slew of questions that have been sent to us, and we would love to hear from you live. Matter of fact, we'll make a priority over the questions that we already have stored up here. If you call in via the telephone, we'll put you at the top of the list at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We got Dan Watson on board, and we're taking your calls and emails, 855-660-4261. If you have any question about lubrication in your car, in your truck, in your boat, in your snowmobile, in your ATV, or anything in between, we can help you out. at 855-660-4261. Question number one comes from Jack in Atlanta, Georgia, and he wants to have you, Dan, explain two-cycle mixing ratios. Why are they so different for so many different applications?
Well, Jack could join the legion of people who ask, what do these two-cycle mix ratios mean exactly, okay? Because you hear them all the time if you're around this equipment or boats and stuff. You hear it's a 50-to-1, a 40-to-1, a 100-to-1. Well, that's a ratio of what? 100-to-1 of what? Okay, and it works like this. It's always going to be the fuel, the amount of fuel, and its ratio to the amount of lubricant. But you got to keep the units the same. For example, if I said I had 100 quarts of fuel and I wanted 100-to-1 mixture, then I'd have 1 quart of oil. See, 100 quarts of fuel, 1 quart of oil is a 100-to-1 mixture. So, pretty thin mixture. Now, we can move that up and say, well, how would I keep that ratio? What if I had 100 gallons of fuel? I'd need 1 gallon of lubricant, and that'd be a 100-to-1 ratio. If we drop down and say, what about a 50-to-1 ratio? What's that? Well, that'd be 50 gallons of fuel to 1 gallon of lubricant or oil, and that'd be a 50-to-1. Now, of course, we don't, in the real world, unless we do what they call pre-mix this oil, which you could do for lawn and garden equipment, okay, which would mean that you got your you got a 5 gallon can of gasoline there, and you're asking yourself, well, how much do I put in that if I want a 100-to-1 mixture? Well, you could sit and figure it out, but 8 ounces of lubricant in a 6 gallon can is 100-to-1. 8 ounces in a 5 gallon can is 80-to-1. I only know that because we've calculated this out before. So in the pre-mixing, sometimes you might have a big boat tank and you're pre-mixing, and maybe you got a 25 gallon tank, and you're going to run a 50-to-1 mixture. So you got to figure that out. You go, well, wait a minute, if it's 25 gallons of fuel and I want a 50-to-1 mixture, then I would need, if you go by the other thing we said before, it'd normally be 50 gallons in 1 gallon, but I've only got 25 gallons, so I put a half a gallon in, and that's 50-to-1. Okay. So it's just a ratio, and most of the time when you buy two-cycle oil, it'll have a mix, a table of mix ratios on the bottle. Makes it kind of easy if you're looking and says, oh, if I use so many ounces of this, it's going to be this amount in a certain amount of fuel. So it's there for you. Now, the question was asked on the top of that is, why so many different applications? Quite frankly, it's because the manufacturers want to make sure that with a lot of the poor quality two-stroke oil we have in the marketplace, they're trying to make sure that the equipment's protected and you don't have the piston seize up to the cylinder. So there are a lot of times specifying, well, if you're using the standard weak petroleum-based two-stroke oil jacked up with a lot of anti-scuffing zinc in it, you got to use a 40-to-1 mixture. Everybody goes, okay, I got that. Okay, but here's the thing. You can use some high-performance two-stroke oils, especially synthetic two-stroke oils like the Amsoil line, and we can use a 100-to-1 Amsoil two-stroke oil and guarantee its performance regardless of the mix ratio stipulated by the manufacturer. You might have a piece of equipment, a chainsaw on it, says mix this at 40-to-1. Well, we're telling you, if you use our Sabre Professional two-stroke oil for that chainsaw, you can mix it at 100-to-1, and we guarantee or warrant the protection will be as good as it gets, and you don't need the thickness of 40-to-1. So what does that do for you a little bit? Well, it gives you more gasoline and less lubricant in the cylinder, so it burns cleaner, burns with more power, and it burns smokeless. It's a real nice combination. But anyway, that's the answer on mixing ratios. It's always the fuel first and the lubricant second. 100 gallons of fuel to 1 gallon of lubricant is a 100-to-1 mixture.
Excellent. It is definitely something to get very much mixed up. So,
well, yeah, I'm telling you, it is really something that, I read a thing one time that said that in general in our country we have a little bit of a math phobia. You know, people don't like complicated math. And it's amazing how easy it is to get those two-cycle mixing ratios all mixed up.
Oh, absolutely. I can see that. Our next question comes from Alan in Corpus Christi, Texas, where Dan just recently signed up a brand new AMSOIL distributor, and he'll be helping that person out. But Alan would like to know about oil changes, and his question is, how can AMSOIL recommend up to 25,000 miles for an oil change? Explain to Alan.
Well, that's a very good question, but I would say this before I even get into it. Mobil has, in the last 2 years, come out with what they call annual change, 20,000 miles or 1 year. So it's kind of like we're not out there on the island like we used to be, saying that if you have a really high-quality synthetic engine oil that you can achieve much greater levels of mileage or extend your drain intervals, because we got a big company like Mobil Oil Company saying the exact same thing and going out for 20,000 miles. So we don't have to be the finger pointed at us like we used to and say, oh, you guys are crazy. How could you do such a thing? Right? Well, I don't know. The company that's $100 billion company, they're saying the same thing. So anyway, how do you do this to say to Alan, to understand this? And I always go back to a little bit of a simple analogy. If I told you that you had a tire out there that would go 80,000 miles, you'd go look at the tread at 40 or 50,000 miles and see if you had any left, looking for the wear indicators, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could see it. But the question is, you don't know when you take your dipstick out and look at the oil. You can't really evaluate the oil because you don't know what is condemning the oil as bad. We're just changing oil blindly when we do 3, 4, 5, 6,000 miles. It's just a blind change based on it ought to last that long because our tests show that it probably will, right? But we don't actually know if we're draining out good oil or bad oil at those times. If we come back from the break, I'll finish it up for you.
Yeah, it's very important information, folks. So if you'd like to ask Dan Watson a question, dial us up at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Republican Senator John Kennedy tells CNN's State of the Union the Senate should vote to approve the president's national emergency declaration to fund a border wall.
We have had, in my judgment, a 15-year bipartisan refusal here in Washington, D.C. by both big government Republicans and Ritz-Carlton Democrats to refuse to enforce America's immigration laws. Trump's enforcing them.
Senator Justin Amash, also speaking on CNN's State of the Union, is one of 13 Republicans who oppose the president's declaration.
There are big problems on the border. Some people would call it a crisis, but that has to go through Congress. So we have a legislative branch, Congress, that handles these issues. And the president doesn't get to decide that he can override Congress simply because Congress doesn't do what he wants.
Amash is a member of the House Oversight Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Dan Watson, having lots of fun here on Auto World, and we're talking about a question that came in from Corpus Christi, Texas, all about AMSOIL's 25,000-mile oil change intervals, and Alan wanted to know, how can AMSOIL do this? And Dan, you were doing a great job of explaining this. This is really important for folks to listen up and hear what you have to say.
Well, I started out by saying if you looked at tires, you could go out and look and you could see if you're down to the wear indicator, and that would tell you, hey, this tire's still good to go. But you don't have anything that can tell you on that with oil. And by the way, these new oil change monitoring system, it's called, that the light comes on your dash to tell you it's time to change your oil. They never sample a drop of oil. They're all based on computer algorithms to look at how you drive and to basically try to make a good faith estimate on how long the oil would last under those kinds of conditions. It starts out with if you did perfect, you drove perfectly, the temperatures were perfect, and say the oil would be good for 10,000 miles. But since you're not going to drive perfect and the temperatures are not going to be perfect and all those things, it keeps subtracting miles every time you're in these certain situations, and that keeps bringing that down until it gets to some number, say 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 miles, and the light comes on because it tells you that, hey, we think the way you've been driving, this oil would only be good for 6,000, and you're at 5,500, so you're, you know, 95% of your oil is used up. Get ready to change your oil. But it doesn't actually sample the oil. Now, oil to be bad, there's a number of things that condemns oil. One is that the oil gets too thick, okay? If it goes up more than a grade or down a grade, then according to the industry, that oil should be changed. So that's one of the ways we would look at at it and say, have we engineered this oil so that it will last and not get too thick or not get thinned out? And yes, you can do that. If the oil oxidizes with a lot of oxygen and starts to really turn to mud, that's another thing that you can engineer the oil to be more resistant to. There's a number of things like that, and we don't have time to go into the full chemistry of it, but what it comes down to is oil was never condemned on just 3,000 miles or 5,000 miles. The manufacturers ran their own studies to determine, on average, if everything went okay, this oil should last this long, and so they set up a change interval. But that was based on weak petroleum engine oil. And when you move to a sophisticated synthetic oil, a lot of the things that the petroleum oil could not withstand, oxidation, high temperature breakdown, all kinds of things, you can accomplish, you can overcome those things with a high-quality synthetic engine oil. And all of a sudden, you're not fighting against those condensation factors that would cause the oil to have to be changed or thrown out. So in general, AMSOIL started in 1971 recommending 25,000-mile oil changes. We have millions of miles of experience with extended drain intervals and literally tens of thousands of oil samples that have been done and analyzed over the years. And so AMSOIL stands behind their signature series oils for 25,000 miles with a complete warranty that tells you that if that oil can be shown to be the cause of some failure in your engine, that they'll buy you another one, okay? And I've been doing this since 91, and I've never seen the oil cause an engine failure. And I've seen a lot of people drive 25,000, some over 25,000 on these oils. So it can be done, it is done, and it's been working now for, my gosh, what are we talking about, almost 50 years. So it works very well. So that's the best we can do with that one. Bob, let's go to the next one.
All right, terrific. The next question is from Tim in Ocala, Florida, listening on WOCA, and he wants to know if you recommend any additives for oil, and certainly there are a lot of them out there. Dan, what's your thought on additives?
Well, in general, unless somebody could really prove something to me, I wouldn't waste my time. Now, that being said, if you've decided to buy the cheapest no-name wonder oil from some, you know, place that is very low quality, then you might benefit by putting a reputable additive in it. Like I think STP used to sell one that's pretty reputable, because all that was a condensed amount of the regular additives going to oil to beef up the additive package. So if you're going to buy oil with inadequate additives, then putting an additive in it might be of some assistance. The problem is that many of these additives, you have to understand. My biggest concern with additives, they're not regulated by anybody. The American Petroleum Institute does not rate additives as either good, bad, or indifferent. They don't. Nobody does. You, the consumer, is the one that will take the complete chance on whether one of these oil additives will do anything, because they don't have to prove to anybody anything they say on the labels when they start selling this stuff. The only way that they ever go out of business is when they get a class action suit or one of the oil companies sues them for false advertising, because they're advertising a bunch of stuff that they don't really do. So my advice to our listeners is buy a high quality engine oil, and if the oil is as good as it should be, you wouldn't need the additives anyway. And so you don't know if the additive is going to work, so you take a big chance doing that. And if you buy poor engine oil, you still may not improve it by putting this additive in that has no certification. We don't know whether it's going to do anything. So how about we just take a step up, do some research online, look at the quality of these engine oils, and make sure that you put a high quality engine oil in your vehicle, and the use of additives will never be an issue. It won't come up. You won't be concerned about it, and you won't have to worry about whether or not you paid somebody $20 for an additive and you got something that didn't do anything. You know, I mean, it's a terrible thing to say, but I don't know why the government hasn't, and the consumer protection agencies hasn't taken a stiffer hand with these additives, because nobody tests them, nobody certifies them, they just make their claims and they go into business, and if they don't do what they do and they get sued, then guess what? They bankrupt that corporation and they file a new corporation out of the Bahamas or somewhere, and here comes another, the same additive actually under a different name, going at it again. Because if you can get it across the internet, sell several million dollars of it before you get shut down, then you've made your money, you depart, and then you come back a little while later under a different kind of name and start up another hoax going on and bilk a bunch more people out of money, and then you do it again. So I just think that it's stay out of that business, unless it might be that you can do some due diligence and find one of these additives and they'll truly tell you what it is and why it does something, rather than it just looks good, works fine, lasts a long time. That's not sufficient information.
No, definitely, folks, you gotta do your research and know what you're buying. Dan and I have had many a conversation about some of these no-name oil products out there, and you have to be very, very careful, unfortunately, in the year 2019, and AMSOIL is certainly a brand that you can rely on, you can count on. 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line from around North America. If you'd like to jump in and ask Dan a question, tell you what, we'll put you at the top of the list when we come back on the other side. We already have got some questions from Terry in Portland, Oregon, and a number of others, but we'd love to get you in there, and we've got lines open for you. Mackenzie is answering those lines. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
...855-660-4261. That's our contact line. We'll get you right into Master Control, where Mackenzie's running the board, and he can patch you into myself, Bob Long, and Dan Watson, the certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience and one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America. 855-660-4261. Got a call off air from Lisa in California, and she said she's just about to purchase an older car. It's a 2005 with 145,000 miles on it. She says she's had it checked by a mechanic, but she's been hearing us talk, and she wants to know if putting AMSOIL in an older vehicle would be a good idea to hopefully make that older vehicle last another 50 or 75,000 miles. What's your thoughts, Dan?
Well, this is a good question. I'm glad that she's taking the time to ask it, because when you have a high mileage car, and 145 is not really high mileage, but it's high in the world of like lubrication, and you're buying this as a used car, you don't always know the history of how well the car has been maintained. In other words, has somebody done religious oil changes every 3,000, 4,000 miles, or have they pushed them out further than that with regular petroleum? Or were they using synthetic oil in the car to begin with? I don't know the answer to those things, and here's what I would say has to be evaluated. You want to be careful with a car with high mileage because it could have quite a bit of sludge in the engine. You're not noticing it because it's in the nooks and crannies. It's out of the way. Now, when you put a high-quality synthetic like AMSOIL's oils, in particular the Signature Series oils, there is an ester component of that oil which acts like a solvent when it comes to sludge and varnish, just cleaning it out with a very, very high rate of cleaning it out. Now, if the engine was really sludged up, one of the problems you could run into is that if you liberated all this stuff rather quickly, it could find itself down in the oil pan and trying to work over, maybe get in the pickup, the screen on the pickup foot for the oil pump. If it did that, it could interfere with getting a good suction, and the oil pump could have pulsating pressures. Nobody wants that. Everybody would get excited. None of us want that. So, the safest way the safest way to convert a car with an unknown history is simply on the next oil change that you're going to do, upcoming, substitute 1 quart of AMSOIL Signature Series oil in with the other possibly 4 quarts of petroleum. If it takes 5 quarts, you put in 1 quart of AMSOIL, 4 quarts of a good grade petroleum oil, put the new filter on, and drive it. But I must caution you, probably within about 1,500 or 2,000 miles, that filter is going to be completely filled up, because that 1 quart of AMSOIL Signature Series in with the petroleum is going to act like a slow clean flush, like a slow flush. It's just going to gradually be pulling this stuff out because it's mixed in there. It's not 100% the Signature Series. It's about 20% of the oil, but it's going to be gradually cleaning that engine. So at maybe around 2,000 miles or something, 1,500 miles, you would tell your mechanic, hey, I want to change the filter, and I want to top it off with some more AMSOIL. Then you drive it out to about 3,000, 4,000 miles and do a complete drain, refill with a new filter, and this time when you bring it up, you can put all AMSOIL in it. But again, you'll probably have to do an early filter change somewhere around 5,000 miles, put a new filter on, top it off with AMSOIL, and then go on and drive it for no more than up to 1 year. And in this case, because you're converting it, I'd stick with 1 year or 15,000 miles on that oil change. And then after that, you're so completely cleaned, you wouldn't recognize the inside of the engine from day one, and you just go on, live long, and prosper.
Very good. Outstanding question and a great answer from Dan Watson. Dan's website, once again, is theloopage.com. That's where you can email him anytime, danwatson@theloopage.com. We got another question here from KPAM, Portland, Oregon. Terry wants to know, why do European cars use different oil than American cars? I have a BMW and my wife drives a Volkswagen TDI. Are the engines so different that it takes a different lube? Good question,
you know,
Terry.
I like Terry's question there, because most of the time you just get asked, do I need different oil? He wants to know why. I mean, obviously it's an internal combustion engine, right? How can this European car have an engine that's so different than this American car or Japanese car that it would require a whole different kind of oil? That's a very good question, Terry, and here is the answer, because they shouldn't. They really shouldn't. But the problem is, we have one shoe fits all in America, the API SN rating, American Petroleum Institute gasoline SN rating. That's supposed to fit everything. Europe doesn't look at it like that. They have 5 different categories of quality of oil. And so the manufacturer that builds that European car is going to select from this variety of engine oils the level of protection that they want in that particular car that matches up with that European spec. And why is that different? Well, it's different because if it's a European high-performance car, the oil standard for that is higher than it would be for just a standard passenger car. If it's a European car in the new ones that have these triple Y, they're called sophisticated catalytic converters that are in the exhaust systems, now you've got to use an oil that limits the amount of sulfated ash, it's called, products that can be in that oil, because if you got too much carryover, you might, through oil vapor going down in the engine and then those non-burnable additives going into the exhaust stream, they might poison the catalytic converter. And that's an expensive thing to do, because they're very expensive. So they've got all these different things, and the manufacturers know that there's different oils made to satisfy these different requirements, so they stipulate different requirements than one oil to fit all. We come over here to North America, and we say, well, look, this is an SN oil. It meets these requirements. Well, yeah, but our SN oil would void the warranty for a vehicle that has a triple Y catalytic converter, because we have too much additive package, has too much zinc and phosphorus in it to satisfy what they require. So what it comes down to is, no, the engines, many of the engines are very similar. The problem is that the Europeans are saying that they want better oil for higher performance vehicles. What we do in the United States is say, hey, well, that SN oil, it's good for everything. Well, is SN oil good for one of these new Corvettes with, what, 700 horsepower?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it good for that and also good for the three-cylinder Toyota? You know, I mean, really,
we expect
that to be the case, and it's not. You have to, you really do want more protection for these high-performance vehicles. And so the Europeans have decided it's worth the manufacturers calling out the different classifications. Over here, we just go, oh, well, yeah, that's one oil that's going to meet them all. Well, the Mercedes and all these guys are really telling us in North America anymore, don't you do that, you'll void the warranty. And they're really hard up on these European specs. That's why I tell people as often as I can, if you have a European car, you pay attention to what it calls for, and don't you take anything different. If it's got an ACEA rating on it and it tells you that's what it's certifying, you find somebody that can meet that rating. Don't you go just sticking regular SN-rated engine oil in that, because you may cost yourself a lot of money if you mess something up and you don't protect the turbos and the BMWs and you ruin the exhaust system in a brand new Mercedes. You just can't imagine how much money that could cost you, and they wouldn't do it under warranty. They'd just tell you, you did it, you pay for it. So I can't overstress that you've got to be careful with lubrication for European cars.
Excellent question and a great answer from Dan Watson from thelubepage.com. Once again, during the week, if you have a question, Dan directly. And Dan, why don't we give that inside number one more time for you?
Yeah, it's 800-370-2986.
Fantastic. The hour just flew. Thank you so much for your time.
See you next time, Bob.
Sounds great. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.